Fantastic.
Welcome.
So I'm going to cover a lot, and I have my whole set of friends in India and around the world watching. So it's being live streamed. So welcome in India. It's 10,000 kilometres away, so they can't be heard over here. But I will be showing some clips of them. Okay, off we go. So I'm talking about knowledge graphs and semantic climate. How many people have used knowledge graphs? Good. I want to pick your brains. Right. So this is a free and open source session. So we have to have mascots. So these are the mascots that you know and love. But the Open Knowledge Foundation, run by Sarah, has got a mascot, Chuff the Okapi. And we're talking more about that. And we have our own mascot, Amy the Kangaroo. She couldn't come because of Brexit. Stuff animals. Right. So it's going to be fun, but we are deadly serious. Hundreds of millions of people are going to die because of climate, and some of those will die because they don't have the knowledge they need. And we are appallingly bad at getting knowledge out to people in the 21st century. So semantic knowledge is one of the ways to try and get believable, verifiable knowledge out to the world. So very serious. I don't know anybody else who's getting this out. Guterres has called this manual I'm going to be showing you the Manual for Human Survival, and nobody's interested in it. Right. So we're a community. We collect climate information. We make it semantic, so machines can understand it. We annotate it, and we do it for all sorts of purposes, learning, reuse, advocacy. But we actually want people to use this. So please, if you're anybody who's interested in climate, and you all should be, have a look at this material, because it's critical to all of us. Here's us in India earlier this year, covered with flowers. And here's Shweta Hegde. You'll be hearing a little clip from here. And Shweta will be talking at ORDEM in 2 weeks' time. Here are the people who make this possible at the National Institute for Plant Genome Research in Delhi. Shweta's at Ashoka University. And Ambreen, one of our earlier volunteers, is in Kashmir. And Shweta has been developing software. She's now handing over to Ambreen in what I call the Doctor Who model of open source. And that's one thing you should look at for succession of projects. We have 5 years, and we have about 100 people who've been through our system. Just been joined by 6 new interns. They're only 2 or 3 weeks in, and each of them picks a chapter of this massive IPCC material, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and you can see that they've all picked different chapters here, so it's a very nice parallelizable effort